From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, September 19th. Coming up, we'll learn why some farmers have sued allegedly that Tyson Farms sacrificed their farms to raise the price of chicken. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. A key Senate hearing on Capitol Hill this week focused on the growing problem of hate speech in America. IPM Washington, D.C. correspondent Linda Kenyon has the story.
The Senate Judiciary Committee has been trying to tackle the problem in general, but focused mainly on anti-Semitism and anti-Muslim hate. The issue has come to the forefront since the Hamas attack against Israel and the Israeli response that has killed thousands of Palestinian civilians.
This is unique to the time in which we live. It is getting out of control.
Senator Lindsey Graham, the top Republican on the committee, referring to hate speech against Jewish students.
This committee should act not just in general, but specifically about what it's like to be Jewish in America in 2024.
Illinois Senator Dick Durbin is the committee chairman.
What we are trying to do is to identify a problem in America that extends beyond Jewish population to the Arab population, to the Palestinian population. All of those hate crimes are unacceptable.
And Senator Durbin added it's also unacceptable for politicians to single out any class of people due to their ethnicity or religion.
Public officials on both sides of the aisles have a responsibility not to fan the flames of hatred.
He focused on the speech coming from the Republican ticket.
The former president and his vice presidential candidate have both spread the lie that Haitians in Springfield, Ohio, are eating cats and dogs.
Adding this kind of rhetoric is irresponsible and dangerous. Linda Kenyon, IPM News.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says the state needs to do more and faster if it hopes to meet energy production goals laid out in a major environmental bill. The Climate and Equitable Jobs Act aims to take coal and natural gas-fired power plants offline by 2045. During a panel discussion yesterday, Pritzker said research into small nuclear reactors needs to get going.
The regulatory environment around building new large nuclear facilities makes it something that takes 10, 15, 20 years, and we can't wait that long.
Illinois lawmakers passed a measure last year that lifted a decades-long moratorium on nuclear development starting in 2026. Nuclear energy already accounts for more than half of the electricity produced in Illinois. Coal and natural gas produce a little more than a third. The rest is generated by renewable sources like wind and solar. The cities of Champaign and Urbana proclaimed this week to be Pride Fest Week. The Champaign City Council approved their proclamation during this week's council meeting. Nicole Friedman is with Uniting Pride of Champaign County. She spoke following the mayor's proclamation.
We are grateful to have the visible support of our local city government. You do not have to go that far away from here to find many communities that would not get the kind of support that we get. We do not take that for granted. It means something to us.
Champaign-Urbana Pride Fest Week runs through Sunday. Events include the Pride Fest Parade and Fair starting at 1 p.m. Saturday afternoon in downtown Urbana. Still to come, we'll learn why some farmers have sued alleging that Tyson Farms sacrificed their farms to raise the price of chicken. That story is coming up next on 217 Today. But first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, sunny with a high of 90 degrees and a southwest wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 65 degrees, south wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm and a high of 88 degrees, southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 64 degrees, a west wind 5 miles per hour. And for Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 89 degrees and a southwest wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, bicycling is a popular activity for millions of Americans. But even as we build more cycling infrastructure, there's still concern about just how safe it is to get around on two wheels. We'll talk about that, plus a conversation with Chicago jazz drummer Micaiah McCraven ahead of this week's Pygmalion Music Festival. I'm Brian Mackey, and that's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Chicken has never been more popular in the United States, but it's been a rough year for some chicken farmers. Tyson Foods, the nation's largest chicken producer, has been closing processing plants, sometimes putting chicken farmers out of business. And as Harvest Public Media's Frank Morris reports, some farmers sued, alleging that Tyson sacrificed their farms to raise the price of chicken.
Imagine a picture-perfect farm. Big red barn down a windy road, green fields hemmed in by forested hills, glistening with fresh rain. That's where Kylie and Sean Hinkle actually live, for now.
Pretty much all ours, I guess. That is for the time being, anyway. It is for the time being.
Hinkle's been raising cattle here deep in the southeastern Missouri Ozarks most of his life. He works alongside his father, 79-year-old Ken Hinkle, who built this farm with long hours tending livestock and a deputy sheriff's salary.
My whole life is right here. It's not just, hey, this is life. You know, this is blood running through this vein.
But this farm is in trouble. A decade ago, Hinkle signed a contract with Tyson Foods to produce fertile eggs. Not the kind you eat, the kind hatched into new chickens to keep the industry going. That meant Hinkle had to borrow more than $2.5 million to build four red chicken houses, each stretching 500 feet, lined up precisely on an old cow pasture. For years, they hummed with tens of thousands of roosters and hens, producing millions of eggs for Tyson's hatchery in Dexter, Missouri. But last year, Tyson abruptly shut down its Dexter complex. Now the chicken houses are empty, and Hinkle is buried in debt.
The single worst decision that I ever made was building these chicken houses, because it's put everything behind me and everything in front of me in jeopardy, and that's a weight that'll crush any man.
Like other chicken farmers, Hinkle was vulnerable because Tyson owned the chickens on his farm. It supplied the feed. Tyson even owned the eggs he produced. It just paid him to keep the operation running to its exacting specifications.
These farmers essentially become sharecroppers on their own land.
Brandon Bulware is Hinkle's lawyer.
Tyson controls every aspect of the grow process. And there's only one company that's going to pay him for the chickens, and that's Tyson.
That was especially true in southeast Missouri, where Tyson was the only chicken company around. Bulware alleges that Tyson closed the plant and sold it to a company that doesn't process chicken meat to reduce supply and boost chicken prices. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley and Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey are floating the same allegation. But Tyson says the Dexter plant just wasn't profitable. It was too old and inefficient. It wasn't worth the money required to bring it up to modern standards. And that makes sense to Jada Thompson.
This is a matter of competition in a marketplace.
Thompson's an agribusiness economist at the University of Arkansas. And she says the chicken industry is changing fast and that older plants, like the one Tyson was running in Dexter, haven't kept up.
We have a pretty young industry. So you have processing plants that were open, you know, you think in the 70s and 80s and 90s, and now we're kind of potentially getting to the useful life of those. And the idea is, do I keep this plant and do I renovate it, or do I go build another one?
Go build another one can be a pretty attractive option. That's because it takes a lot fewer employees to run a new heavily automated processing plant. Building a new plant can generate hefty tax breaks. And Tyson points out that it sold the plant in Dexter to an egg processor. Calmaine doesn't produce chicken meat, but it does sell table eggs. So farmers like Hinkle could, in theory, go to work for them. Ken Hinkle says retrofitting the farm to produce table eggs would drive him deeper into debt. He wants Tyson to undo the damage.
No, hey, what's right's right and what's wrong's wrong. My family, we have all always been fighters. I mean, like in this situation here, we may or may not win, but by the same token, we're going to fight.
Hinkle hopes his high-stakes fight will restore the family's finances to a time before chicken farming. His lawsuit could change the way chicken companies do business. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Frank Morris.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Linda Kenyon, Alex Degman, May Antar, and Frank Morris. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.